This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Tonight at Gillette, the Patriots take the field for an NFL record sixth AFC championship game in a row. The Pats host the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the winner moves on to the Super Bowl. To get the Pittsburgh perspective, we turn to Joe Rutter, a Steelers beat reporter for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
So for starters, give us a sense of the mood among Pittsburgh fans and players heading into today's game.
I think there's a lot of excitement. It's been 6 years since the Steelers have gotten this far, and they haven't faced New England in the playoffs for 12 years. And the two times they did face them in the conference championship, you know, they lost. So they've been waiting a long time to get this third chance. And I think the city's pretty euphoric. As it's built up through the weeks, it just seemed like it all was pointing to this one game. And I think it would be a big thing for the city and the fans if the Steelers finally got past New England.
Oh, yeah. Well, are fans expressing much concern that in their divisional round victory over the Chiefs, the Steelers, they didn't actually score a touchdown, six field goals? They got the W, but...
Yeah, there is some concern. You know, they haven't scored a touchdown since late in their first playoff win over Miami. But they're hoping that the defense is better than it was even when these two teams played in October, and that can maybe help balance things out.
Sure. As you said, the Patriots have mostly had the Steelers' number over the years, defeating them in the AFC Championship twice on the way to Patriots Super Bowl titles. So that adds a little rub there, a little salt to the wound. And the Steelers have never beaten Tom Brady at Gillette Stadium. But then again, both teams are also coming into this game on long winning streaks. So what's your take on how close this is and exactly what's motivating the Steelers?
They say publicly that they don't care who they're playing. They don't care if they're at home or on the road. But I think deep down, if they were able to beat Tom Brady, get past Bill Belichick in the Patriots' home stadium, that would be more gratifying than in any other scenario. You know, it's just the one obstacle they've never gotten past to get to the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the teams themselves have, you know, different reputations. The Steelers are known as tough and gritty, but also maybe a little bit hot-headed. You know, they don't always refrain from making a little noise, some comments. But and of course, the Patriots are known as much more machine-like. How do you think those team differences could influence what we see on the field tonight?
New England, very robot-like, goes about their business. You don't usually see them getting emotionally taken out of their game. The Steelers have done that on occasion. They've had players have late hits, draw unnecessary penalties, maybe lose their emotion in the heat of the moment. They've done a better job lately of keeping that all together, but then you have things like the post-game Antonio Brown video that jumps up. I think it maybe makes the Steelers a little unlikable. I mean, they have a rabid fan base that goes all over the country and world, and I think sometimes when you see incidences like this where it can turn some people off, and being from Pittsburgh, you don't want to see your team represented that way, but it seems like it has been a little bit more of an issue the last couple seasons.
Okay, Joe. Hate to put you on the spot, but your prediction, who's going to the Super Bowl?
It's hard to bet against New England. You know, they just seem to have had the Steelers' numbers in the postseason. But the Steelers, this year so far, when they've played a team the second time, they're 5-0. They've, you know, kind of had rematches in both the first two rounds of the playoffs, won them. Something tells me they're going to get past New England, make it a perfect 6-0 in the rematches against teams, and go to the Super Bowl. I want to say they might win, say, 27-23 or 24-21, something like that.
Well, I guess we'll have to see tonight.
Yes, we will. It should be interesting.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Joe Rutter is a Steelers beat reporter for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. This is 90.9 WBUR.